Good morning. Hey!
There's your intro music.
We're going to have a dance fest this morning instead of a lesson. Let's see if I can get this going good. Well, you know, I love that song. I have to get the name. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because, you know, that's what I try to do. And I love the line that said, look for the people who set your soul. And instead of what it said, I said on fire. Because that's what we want. We want to, I don't know about you, I want to be fired up all the time like I am right now. Partly because I've been to conference and I slept all day Thursday because it wore me out. So anyway, now, our lesson this morning, well, last week we talked about don't take things personally. And we have a tendency to do that. The words that are spoken to us, the things people say, we have a tendency to take it in as true. Last week's lesson goes hand in hand with this week's lesson, I think. I don't know if Don Miguel Ruiz, if that's what he meant by writing the book, The Four Agreements, for them to merge into one another. But I take these two as going hand in hand. Don't make assumptions. Because when we take things personally, that's what we have a tendency to do. We begin to make assumptions. I like some study we did where we talked about the stories that we make up in our lives. And the majority of them are assumptions. They're things that will probably never happen. But we take them in. So, I invite you to become a gentle observer of your own thoughts and your own reactions. You may begin to notice how often you assume something. Assumptions gently shape our experiences. Assumptions about others, assumptions about outcomes, even about ourselves. And I don't know about you, I still watch the news. Sometimes I make assumptions about stories I've heard until I realize the truth of my being. And the truth is, life is good. Life is wonderful. When we let go of the assumption that I'm just waiting for the axe to drop or for the next thing to happen, when we let go of all that and live in the now. By definition, assumptions is a thing accepted as true or certain to happen without any proof. Anybody have any of that going on? I'm the only one? Okay, good. I got a couple people here with me. We could commiserate downstairs later. But, you know, we assume things without having the proof that they're true. These unexamined beliefs, they cloud our clarity. They stir up unnecessary emotions, and they distance us from our authentic self because we forget what we are, spiritual beings first and foremost. And that's what we do. We forget when we accept thoughts from others without evidence. Yeah. And we move in and out of this third agreement without thought about the drama it can draw to us. Anybody have drama in their lives? I need to raise both hands. Sometimes there's drama. We love, but there can be drama in our lives built on an assumption. Yeah. Case in point, a lot of the current events, what are they? They're assumptions. There's someone else telling us what could happen. And sometimes we wait around and we say, well, that didn't happen. Yeah. We assume. And who assumes the worst? Yeah. We assume the worst, don't we? We assume the worst, but you know what? That's just an assumption. When we assume, we limit that vastness of spirit that is in us, that moves and guides and lets us see what the truth is and matters. I don't know about you, but I don't want to limit my spiritual abilities. I want that sun in me to shine always. And I want it to be infectious. If you stand near me, I want you to feel that. I want you to feel that. So, when we begin to believe that assumptions are true, also believe, because it will override that thought, that there is only one presence and one power in the universe. Now, this doesn't mean things aren't going to happen. I'm not standing here trying to hand you a fairy tale. Life gets busy. It gets real busy when you decide you're going to work on something through your spiritual, through your Christ nature. But stand in your truth. One presence, one power. Don't store what other people say about you. Don't assume that they know that they're the authority in your life. Because who's the authority? The Spirit within you. And if we take a moment to listen, if we take a moment to get still, if we take a moment to just feel that light that is moving through us, we'll stand on that there is only that one power in us. And I'm reminded of the story of in the Bible about the three who walked into the fire and came out unscathed, Meshach. I'm always getting their names mispronounced, so that's why I'm not pronouncing their name. But you also, if you store that belief deep within you, you can walk through the fire and not be consumed. In other words, all this stuff that's happening will seem as an appearance, no thing. And guess what? What do I always say? Experiences come to what?
Pass.
To pass. They don't come to stay unless you bottle them in and give them no way out by holding on to that thought in your mind. We let those experiences pass. And by pass, I don't mean be passive. What I mean is be led and guided by your inner ability. Don't make an assumption that experience is the truth. And I guarantee you it will pass because they're just temporary happenings. Have you heard of families that they don't speak to each other? This one, I can't even imagine not speaking to my sister months on end because of an assumption, because of something that may have been said at, what's our last holiday we had, Labor Day, or Easter or Christmas last year. These are just misunderstandings, assumed to be true. I've listened to countless stories about the friction between those two. But listen, communication is not just a tool, it's a sacred bridge. It allows you to move from separation to connection. It allows you to move from confusion to clarity, from hurt to healing. And how is that? Because we take time to listen, to truly listen to one another, not just hear words, but open the door to love and understanding. You want to transform your life? Begin communicating as clearly as you can. And the big thing that often happens, we don't ask for clarification. That's where we begin to assume. Ask for clarification. You know, as prayer chaplain, through our training, we're taught, if you don't understand a prayer request, repeat it. Repeat it back to the person so you get a good understanding of where you want to set the sacred space for them. Yeah. And you can do this in everyday life. You know, when someone says something you're not quite clear, don't assume you know what they're saying or you understand what they're saying. Ask for clarification. Ask for clarification. I cannot tell you how many times I've had people come to me and say, well, I'm kind of upset about what you said Sunday. And I'm, well, why is that? Miscommunication. Ask me, or ask anyone, if you get a little riled up. That's how I know. I probably understand misunderstanding what's being said here because I'm getting emotional. I'm getting tiffed. Ask for clarification. I had to remind myself of that because there was something going on in my life recently and I had to ask for the clarification, what to do with that piece of information, and then go forth and resolve it by asking for clarification. It's a big lesson, a huge lesson. Have you ever looked back and realized that if I had just spoken up, we wouldn't have gone all these months miffed at one another, or misunderstanding one another, or avoiding one another? Is there anyone you're avoiding? There may be an assumption there that you have made. Yeah. Assumptions are silent barrier. They convince us that we know what others are thinking, feeling, or intending, but in truth, we don't. We don't know. And when we act from the assumption rather than from clarity, we miss a chance to connect and to heal, to create something meaningful between us. This week, I want you to do something. I want you to communicate with courage and compassion. Ask for what you need. What is it you need from this conversation that has been said, what is it from the heart that you need to say back so that you don't build an assumption around that conversation? It often happens in relationships, close relationships. I just remember hearing people say, don't go to bed angry, because you may be going built on an assumption. Ask for clarification. Ask for what you need to understand what it is that's in this experience that you're having. Yeah. I'm going to read you something from the book. And for anyone, I didn't bring my book today, but if you have the book, and my book is page 71, and it reads, the human mind can create a lot of chaos, which causes us to misinterpret everything and misunderstand everything. We only see what we want to see, hear what we want to hear. I'm going to stop there for a minute, because that's a big thought. When there's an argument, what happens? We only see what we want to see and what we want to hear. Yeah. And he goes on to say, we don't perceive things the way they are. We have a habit of dreaming with no basis in reality. In other words, making that assumption with no basis of truth in it. We literally dream up things in our imagination. Because we don't understand something, we make an assumption about the meaning, and when the truth comes out and bubbles our dream, pops, and the bubble of our dream pops, we find out that it was not what we thought it was at all. Ever been there? Yeah. Let the wheels begin to turn this morning. We're all here. We come to hear these lessons. We come to share in these classes, to talk with like minds, because we want to lift our consciousness to that highest level, don't we? Yeah. And we want to do like the song says. We want to find people to gather around us that will excite us. Yeah. If not to excite us, to let us feel that we're growing spiritually. So, if you want to practice overcoming making assumptions, here's what to do, to begin to do. Start with this. First, be an observer in your life. What are you listening to and believing and making as truth with the small t in your life? We say capital T for the absolute truth and small t for the truth that we build up in our minds. So, begin by releasing the need. Now, this is a big one. Hold on to your seats, because this is hard. Okay? Begin by releasing the need to justify, explain, or manipulate outcomes. I'm going to repeat that one because I have to get it ingrained in me. Begin with the release of the need to justify, explain, or manipulate the outcome of the experience. Have the courage to be clear, the humility to ask for understanding, and above all, the grace to listen deeply. Sometimes assumptions can be so convincing that we store them in our belief system, whether they're true or not. We begin to believe them, and when an experience happens, down in our belief system pops up this bubble that says, oh, I know what this is. Yeah. That's what happens to us in experiences. What we've stored in our belief system and in our storage bin, as I say, what we've stored in there pops up sometimes, and you need to examine it and see, is it an assumption or is it true? And if you're going to declare it true, make sure that you have asked for clarity. Make sure that you have asked for what you need in that experience. And most of all, I add, take time to pause and let Spirit work in you and through you. So I have a responsive reading for this lesson. And you should have it on, I think it's a yellow sheet.
Pink.
Pink. On a pink sheet? Okay, on a pink sheet. And take a deep breath. Let's release all these words that have been spoken. And settle into our inner spirit. As we speak these words and I advise you, I think I've given out last week and the week before last, this should be the third one you have. I advise you to take them and look over them and affirm them a little bit to yourself at home. Develop that belief system deep within you. So, there is power in our words and presence together. We speak clear, clarify, and listen with love. I'll say that again. I've interrupted that. Together, we speak with clarity and listen with love. We release the need to assume or to explain together. We trust Spirit to reveal what is true. When we communicate with compassion together, we build bridges of healing and understanding. Even when it feels vulnerable together, we share our truth with courage and grace. We do not take things personally together. We remember who we are in Christ. We do not make assumptions together. We ask, listen, we love. That's a big one. We ask, we listen, and we love. And all together, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Ah, take a deep breath and let those words soak in. And let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer as we prepare for a time of meditation. Jesus said, come apart a while. So let's center ourselves by affirming this prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And so take a deep breath in, and as you release it, give yourself permission to take a few moments apart, to take a few moments to connect with your indwelling spirit. Holy Spirit, we know that within us is the ability to communicate with intention and compassion. And we know we are vessels of divine understanding and love. And from our mouths, may we speak truth and trust that Spirit is always guiding us towards healing and wholeness. We're so grateful, dear God, for the gifts that you have given us. We're grateful that your energy runs in and throughout, sustaining and uplifting us as we move through this experience called human life. We thank you for filling every need as we turn within with purpose. We thank you for the opportunity to experience these beautiful bodies and these minds that are linked to the one mind and the one presence and the one power. We thank you for the awareness that you are living inside of us, and that all your love and your pure and boundless spirit is illuminating our souls. And so, going forward, use my words, use our eyes. Let our hearts share your love wherever we go, wherever we are. You are creator, and I have been created in the image and likeness. And so I take a moment in quiet solitude. And in this moment, I experience the vibrations of your love. I experience in oneness the vibrations of those around me, lifting to that higher height of understanding. And I thank you, dear God. I thank you as I open my heart to what you will reveal beyond the appearance of things, to the love that I am, to the peace that fills me. And to the love that forever surrounds and enfolds me. And for this and all things, I let it unfold right here, right now, filling your presence and your power. And knowing it is so, and so it is. Amen.